found myself thinking that not much has changed over the years after spending time with the gospel this morning, as well as the timing of the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Athanasius, who was in the fourth century, was a champion of also defending a very hard teaching and saying, and that is of the early church of Arian refusing Jesus' divinity, not thinking that Jesus was consubstantial with the Father. And so Athanasius was a staunch fighter, and he, because of that, he was received many persecutions and was just a great fighter for a very difficult saying. And of course, we know difficult teachings of Jesus don't become less difficult as time goes on. As we're 2,000 years now after Christ, they remain difficult. Teachings of the church, handed on by the apostles and taught by the magisterium of the church, are also difficult to accept. As we hear in the gospel today, many turn away and sometimes leave Christ, certainly leave the church, because of just church teachings, Jesus' words that are hard to accept. I want to just walk through a couple of this as we have the culmination of this Bread of Life discourse, the end of John chapter 6 that we've been walking through now the last number of days. We point out at the beginning of this passage that many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This is a hard saying, who can accept it?" So we can't forget where we left off in verse 59 yesterday, that the Jews were quarreling among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And so three times they ask, and Jesus says, "Truly, truly," and Jesus doubles down and says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life." Again, who can understand this? Quarreling among themselves. A third time, Jesus doubles down. And the word he uses there in the Hebrew for eat his flesh is actually a gnawing, as an animal would gnaw on a piece of food or grass and just chew on it. And so Jesus continues to double down. And then finally today, as we continue, verse 61, it's not just the Jews that are not believing this, not understanding it. It's his disciples, those that have been walking with him. Those disciples, not just the scribes and the Pharisees that are not understanding and not accepting it. It's also Jesus' disciples who today were murmuring about this. And Jesus turns to them, his disciples, his own, and says, "Does this shock you?" And he goes on and he says, "Well, what if the Son of Man, like what if the Son of Man were to ascend to heaven, knowing full well that he will be doing this after his death and resurrection, and his disciples will see this?" He says, "It is the spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail." So see, the move that Jesus is making, as we talked about last week, is that we put more, we're practical materialists, as we discussed last week. We're practical materialists in our world today, meaning we put more importance on the material than the spiritual. Jesus is saying, how is it that I can't do something like this? And fast forwarding towards the end of this passage today, as a result of this, Jesus doubling down now the third time, as a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. And then Jesus turns to the 12, and it's more important what he doesn't say here, because he doesn't say to those, all these disciples that are leaving, we don't know exactly how many, but we know that there's many of them. Jesus doesn't turn to them and say, "I was just talking symbolically. You're misunderstanding what I said. As I was doubling down three times, I was just trying to actually make a point. And now that I see that you're leaving, I was speaking symbolically." Jesus doesn't say that. He lets them leave. And of course, he turns to the 12 and says, "Will you also leave?" And Peter says, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. of eternal life. And so, as we reflect on this today, as ironic it is that we have this beautiful, we've been walking through the beautiful bread of life discourse and the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist during the lockdown, when we are away from the Eucharist, we can't receive the Eucharist. Let us also call upon St. Athanasius's intercession today, as he was a staunch supporter and a champion and a fighter for just difficult church teaching of Jesus's divinity. May we also study John 6 and spend time with John 6 this week and have grow in our devotion to the true presence in the Eucharist.